Events in France earlier this week marked something new for ISIS. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In light of more frequent attacks of the West, you might feel helpless. But today we'll talk about the perspective and action that you can take to make a difference. Meanwhile, there are little habit changes you can make that have impact. But we'll start out today in France, where earlier this week a priest was murdered during a hostage situation. Now, it came as no surprise when hours later, the Islamic State claimed responsibility. And while attacks become more frequent in the West, this one was different. Open Doors' Emily Fuentes.
What makes this event especially notable is this was the first time, really, that an attack by the Islamic State was actually carried out in a Western church.
It puts Christians on edge. Are we the new target? But no matter what lies ahead, says Fuentes,
I think we need to be holding on to the lessons we can learn from our persecuted brothers and sisters who've been facing this for a long, long time and not give in to fear.
She's referring to Christians who faced persecution for centuries and continue to hold on to their faith. What we've seen in their lives is the silver lining in all of this.
It's interesting that while the church is facing persecution, the countries where maybe there's the most persecution, the gospel's thriving the most. Persecution causes people to draw closer to God and causes them to have a braveness really about them to reach out even to their persecutors with the gospel.
We can begin with attitude and prayer. Beyond that, you can ask presidential candidates how they'll deal with religious persecution. We have a link to that petition at our website. Our next story deals with a hallmark. A 20-year translation project culminated in the Tukwane Bible dedication in Mozambique earlier this month. Mission Aviation Fellowship's Gerd Lepoitevin helped fly in the missionaries for the celebration.
This was our first actual real flight, a booked flight that we did in the caravan. It was just really exciting to have, you know, the maiden flight be to inaugurate a new Bible translation. That was just very, very cool.
Now, the Tukwane language people group has around 267,000 people who all now have God's word in their heart language.
That's the challenge now, is for people to read it and apply it. But obviously the potential of God's word is so great and it's alive. And the fact that they can now read it in their language where they can really understand it, that's just phenomenal.
Mission Aviation Fellowship has been bringing the gospel to Mozambique since 1999. They basically have three initiatives.
Hope and help and healing. Helping missionaries get their kingdom work done, also helping with any medical work, and then anything that helps the country to move forward with any kind of development and business and more the commercial side of it. That's what we do in Mozambique.
And sometimes the desire to donate to a ministry is there, but the money just isn't. Or maybe there are little things you want to do to help a ministry, but you don't know exactly what to do. Well, with the help of Amazon Smile, now you can do both. Through Amazon Smile, with each qualifying purchase, you make Amazon donate a percentage of that purchase to the nonprofit organization of your choice. Joel Griffith with Slavic Gospel Association shares.
Amazon Smile is really, I think, a wonderful program for a ministry, the nonprofit ministry, just to not only get awareness out there, but it benefits the ministry, and it also, when you're out shopping, it's a way that you can do your shopping as well as help contribute to a ministry that you support and advance the gospel.
Though it's a small percentage donated, with hundreds of donations regularly, it adds up.
We're just thankful to have that as an extra channel, not only to help support our ministries, but also, I think, in a way, it's a service to our partners as well, because it's really convenient to shop online. I shop online quite a lot, frankly. I mean, there are a lot of things that I used to like to buy that you can't get locally anymore, and Amazon's right up there.
And what better way to shop than to give a little back? Want to learn more about Amazon Smile? Head on over to missionnews.org for links on all of these stories. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Do you want stories that'll help you pray for your world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus gospel connections, action points, prayer cast links, and more, all at your fingertips at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.